Good day, Prince George's County, Maryland. I am Brenda Douglas, and I am here to update you with another senior scam alert. The Colorado FBI issued a press release regarding crypto scams with older adults being targets, especially involving Tether and U.S. coin. In a common scenario, the victim is approached on social media, on a dating app, or through a discussion forum with cryptocurrency investment opportunity. The victim is directed to a link or a phone call, or phone number, I should say, to set up an investment account. This is a scam. The link or the phone number is controlled by the fraudster, who has a set up fictitious support site. Once the victim transfers funds, the fraudster disappears with the money. Guys, you need to understand that crypto has no wire transfer recall. Like some wire transfers, they have 24 to 48 hours that you can recall it. Well, crypto has no wire transfer recall. Nationwide, crypto fraud losses begin on social media. Since 2021, there has been $575 million worth of crypto fraud cases. Losses reported to the Federal Trade Commission, and more than 46,000 people have reported losing $1 billion in crypto. People from Colorado has reported losing almost $25 million to investment scams, according to the FBI, and the victims have been 60 and older. Now, let me just say that anyone can be a victim. Right? Victims start as early as 18 years old, but here in Colorado, the targets have been 50 and older. Actually, more cases have been reported, let me say, of people who are 50 and older. Some people don't always report these cases. This is why they're raising awareness, and this is why I'm volunteering to raise awareness so that these can be reported. But the fraud victims in Colorado are as follows. So poor. So far, oh my God, let me slow down. A 52-year-old man lost approximately $600,000 in a Tether scam. A 61-year-old Denver woman lost approximately $1.3 million in a Tether investment fraud scam. A 62-year-old man lost approximately $350,000 in a Tether investment fraud scam. A couple in their late 40s lost approximately $1.2 million in a Tether investment fraud scam. And a 53-year-old man lost approximately $600,000 in a U.S. coin investment fraud scheme. I need you to understand that the FBI will investigate these fraud scams, but they want you to be vigilant and fight against prevention or practice prevention, right? So the FBI issued this warning along with some warning signs to help us to be alert, okay? Now, in the cryptocurrency investment scams, they make promises to you. They promise you that you will make a lot of money with zero risk. Most of the cons start on social media, but also through online dating. You get into a you're enticed actually through a relationship. They get into a relationship with you and they win your trust, and then they start asking you money or asking you to invest. We'll get to that later. But the scams can start these ways with unexpected texts, phone calls, and emails. And the crypto scams is central in two ways. It can be both investments and it can also be through payments. You also need to be aware that the Tether and the U.S. coin frauds are tied into the U.S. dollar. So the FBI in Denver is seeing two major cons when it comes to cryptocurrency investment fraud. A so-called investment manager contacts you, and then they promise to grow your money, but only if you buy into cryptocurrency and transfer it into an online account. The investment website will steer you to what looks real. It looks like a real legitimate website, but it is really fake. and so are the promises. If you log into that investment account, you won't be able to withdraw your money at all, or only if you pay high fees. Another way that a person approaches you for a crypto scam is through online dating sites, right? They stir up a relationship or love interest with you, right? And then they want you to send money or cryptocurrency to help you invest. But that's a scam. As soon as someone you meet online or a dating app asks you for money or offers you investment advice, know this, it is a scammer. The advice and offers to help you invest in cryptocurrency are nothing but a scam. If you send them crypto or money of any kind, it'll be gone and you typically won't be able to get it back. So the FBI wants you to be aware of what to do to protect yourself from these or against these cryptocurrency investment fraud scams, as well as the coin scams. Okay, remember that scammers, again, will guarantee that you'll make your money or a promise a big payout, right, with little risk. But the thing is, no one can make those guarantees, much less in a short period of time. If a company or a person promises that you'll make a profit, that is a scam. Understand that if the investment opportunity sounds too good to be true, it likely is. The FBI wants you to be careful about the or cautious about these big, rich, quick schemes. Scammers can also make big claims but little details or explanations. No matter what the investment, you want to find out how it works and ask questions about where your money is going. Honest investment managers or advisors want to share that information and will back it up with details. Guys, I also want you to know that not all crypto scams, not all cryptocurrency are scams, right? But before you invest in crypto, search online for the name of the company or the person and the cryptocurrency name. Go online and Google. Google knows everything. So you want to Google this person or this company. And then also you want to put the name of the company. And at the end, you want to put review. So the name of the crypto company and then reviews, right? Or scam at the end or complaints, right? Use those three words at the end of the name of the person or the company. Review, scams, or complaints. Because you want to research whether or not that company has reviews, scams reported, or complaints. The FBI wants you to know that if you're going through it, more than likely someone else is, and they probably already have a case open, right? So you want to report it sooner rather than later. The sooner you report it, the more likely you are to recover it, right? Because it's not always restitution. It's not always recovery. So I'm going to give you the name of the website to report this type of scam, because it is not just happening in Denver, Colorado. It is happening nationwide. Also, guys, you want to navigate to any websites independently rather than be provided a link or QR code. So if someone tells you to go to this, they give you a link and tell you to go to the website, or a QR code and ask you to scan to go to the website. No, you want to do it independently. You want to go to the website independently. And listen, don't click on the link with the ad, right? Ads can be paid for by anyone, including the fraudster. So what you want to go is, you want to go to Google, and you want to go to the legitimate website, and you want to look up the information yourself. Do not ever accept the link or QR code. Go to the website yourself. And if you are asked to use a new app, download it via Google Play Store or the iStore. I don't know what you iPeople call it, but through the iStore. Don't download it through a private link. And listen, if you are corresponding or emailing with someone who claims to be an advisor, you want to make sure that they have a legitimate email account. And usually whatever the name of their company is it could be like john@smithcompany.org. You want to make sure that it's a legitimate business account with the link on the end with the name of the company, right? And listen, if you need to verify that someone actually works with a company What you can do is take their first name and last name and then tell them that you're going to call them back. You can get the number if you like, but tell them you're going to give them a call back. And what you do is you call the company. Go to Google, put in the name of the company, not don't click on the ad, go to the legitimate name of the company, www.whatever.com or org, and then you want to contact that company and then see if they have an operator or someone who can verify that that person actually works at that company. So you want to verify the identity. Guys, I hope that this has been helpful. If it is, go ahead and subscribe to this channel. I will be definitely bringing you some more information about scams or different types of scams. And I want to even dig into this cryptocurrency even deeper. But I, because of this press release, I saw this press release, I wanted to share it, right? And again, this is not just happening in Denver, Colorado. It is happening nationwide. This cryptocurrency is something that's very, very new. I know that on social media, several people have reached out to me. Because I don't really understand it, I don't get into it. But I want you to know also, and this is verified through the FBI, I want you to also understand that there are some legitimate cryptocurrency websites. And actually, during my FBI training today, they actually mentioned some of the websites like Robinhood or Interactive Brokers or SwissQuote or Webull or TradeStation, right? Then there's Gemini, there's FTX, Binance, and Coinbase, Crypto.com, and this is Kraken. I'm sure that I will learn about many more as I continue this training, but I want you to understand that there are some legitimate companies out there. What you want to verify, or what we've been told during the training, is that sometimes they will have a legitimate website, but it's misspelled. So let's say, for example, this Robinhood, maybe they'll add an extra D or they'll add an extra letter in the website, so that it's not actually spelt just like this company, but it's very similar. So in similar, in fact, that some most people miss it, obviously, if that many people are being scammed. So you just want to verify that the website is spelled correctly. And you also want to understand that there are, in fact, some legitimate cryptocurrency companies out there. All right, guys, I want you to protect yourself. Again, subscribe to this channel if you're interested in more content like this. Also, feel free to leave any comments in the comment section. Also, guys, listen, if you need to file a internet crime complaint, right? The FBI has an office where you can report it. They have an office called the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. And you know, with my training, we're advised to reach out to this website. It is the www.ic3.gov. Again, that's www.icecreamcharles3.gov. If you have paid in cryptocurrency, you want to report the fraud to the exchange company you use to send the money, right? So that they can flag this account, right? Also, you want to keep all original documents, all emails, and any type of correspondence that you've sent back and forth with these people, the faxes, the logs of communication, any type of communication, you want to hold on to it. Because you're going to have to report it, including the financial transaction information. If the money came from your account, when you report to the IC3.gov, you're going to have to include that information. The FBI suggests that you expect additional attempts at contact, right? Or for other people to contact you, because unfortunately, scammers often share or sell their victim database information to other companies. Also, guys, we do also report to the Federal Trade Commission. They have a fraud team there as well. So anyway, I hope that this has been helpful to you guys. Again, you want to report. And listen. Sometimes people don't report these things because they feel ashamed, or they feel like, well, I gave him my money. I gave him my money. I did it to myself. I'm familiar with the been there, done that. I gave it to him. I volunteered and gave it to him, right? And then you're fighting with this guilt and this shame. This is one of the reasons why I am empowering people with this information. More than likely, you're not the only one who has been through it with this person, right? So you never know. The FBI may have a case that's an open log or case that's already open, a complaint already against this company or this person. So you being silent is not going to help the situation, right? You want to report these things so that you can put a stop to it, right? So that someone else doesn't have to be a victim, right? So anyway, guys, again, I hope that this information has been helpful. Let me give you that website again. If you have a internet crime, you want to go to the website, www.icecreamcharles3.gov. And listen, when they reach out to you, when the FBI contacts you, follows up with you, again, you want to verify that it is, in fact, the FBI. How do you do that? Well, we've already explained it. You want to hang up the phone or get there in first name, last name, and you want to call them back. Go to the website, verify the website, and then you want to call the agency and verify that this person does, in fact, work there, right? Every government agency has a directory, a staff directory. And they keep up on that staff directory, too, so they are able to find out if that person, in fact, works there at the agency. So you want to verify. Don't just start giving out information, especially if they start asking you your personal information or they start talking to you and they don't know, you know, your account numbers or stuff that you already put on the on the form. Now, listen, guys, I know that it seems a lot, and you like it seems like you have to be extra careful, and the truth is you do, right? Especially around this time of year, it is October, you know, things get really crazy with people being desperate, and I would dare to say not just during this time of year, especially if people are losing millions and billions of dollars, right? So you want to be diligent, and yes, sometimes it's, you know, you feel like you can't let your guard down, but the truth is evil never sleeps, right? All right, guys. So again, I hope you subscribe to this channel. I hope that this has been helpful. I read this press release, and actually I was told about it, this press release, during my fraud training. And so I wanted to bring it to the forefront so that we can all be safe. All right, guys, take care. Thanks for listening, and I'll meet you in the next podcast.